Hi, this is David Musial, PGA Professional and General Manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club. Looking for a great course at a great value? Give us a call for tee times at 251-955-1220. Glen Lakes Golf Club.
Matt Brandt here again with PGA Stadium.
Hey, good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to another edition of Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show, where we do things a little bit different right here. We are broadcasting live today from our Srixon studios located in South Alabama. And as always, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, where there are no shenanigans and hassle-free buying at McConnell Automotive. They're located east of I-65 on Dauphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. We've got some other great sponsors of the show, like Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Boom's Thai Kitchen, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, the PSR Radio Network, and more. And we'll tell you all about them coming up throughout the show. Hello, my name is Randy Bergen. I am the host, and I have got that cast of characters in here with me, along with PGA member, I guess is what I would say now. Bobby, I'm so used to calling you something different that I'm having to make this change here. And I guess you're now the head rules official for the Pro Rivals Tour. Of course, Commissioner John Smoltz is head of that. But thanks for being here, man.
Yep. Took retirement. Taking it easy. Sleeping late on some days. But having a good time. Yeah, I'm on the road a little bit here and there and enjoying my time doing rules with some of the great former athletes and Hall of Famers around the world. So, it has been fun. But it's always good to be home, be here in Fairhope, and be here with Coach and you. And I understand Coach Cleveland's on assignment.
Yeah, the assignment, I think, is chasing a little round ball.
Yes. But glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, good to have you here. Of course, Coach Mark Lasser hanging out with us as well. Mark, as always, it's good to have you here. And great show last 2 hours, so that was fun to be a part of.
That was a good show with some great guests on with us. And just appreciate them, all our guests, spending time with us and telling us what's going on and telling our listeners what's going on. And it's good to be sitting here with you two guys. I'm looking forward to this show.
Well, we got a lot to get into, but look, we got a fourth member of this broadcast team, which is a rarity to have this guy sitting in and being the producer for us, Dalton Orwig, behind the curtain, if you will. Dalton, it is good to have you here with us, pal.
Fellas, thank you so much. Great 2 hours of prep sports report, and now the master's there, Bobby. So you guys can sit back and relax and let him carry the show, and I think we'll be good to go.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Well, I know Dalton may join us from time to time as we get into some of these topics. So I got to say, hey, if you watch the Women's College World Series Championship, you got to give kudos out to the Lady Longhorns of Texas. They wrapped it up on Thursday night, an outstanding job that they did. They played in the elimination round and came back and won 6 games. I think that's only happened one other time. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to them as they get that win over Texas Tech, who played. Listen, if you have not watched women's college softball, you have got to put that on your list next year. I got to tell you, because these girls are athletic. And I'm telling you, that pitcher for Texas Tech, as their coach said, she's kind of a cross between Bo and Herschel Walker. All right? So, I mean, you get a woman that's that cross. She's an athlete. She can certainly play some ball. Did you get to watch any of that,
yes,
Bobby?
I did. I watched the game the other night and had a great time watching them, pulling for the Horns. I went to school there for a little while at Texas. Of course, John Drager, a good friend, went to Texas. But Texas Tech was a great opponent. The girls from Texas, after the game, I thought it was great, the sportsmanship. They were hugging and crying on each other's shoulders. I know growing up in softball, they're playing each other in high school, and then they get to college and go separate ways. But then they meet again. The girls from Texas were great. There was a lot of drama there with Florida and Texas Tech on the women's side, from that one lady leaving Florida to go play Texas Tech and not shaking hands after the game and all that. You know, that's a little bit disappointing, but it was a great game. Women's softball moves fast. It's quick. Yeah. And we saw some what was that girl from Texas Tech? She missed the fly ball, and she was in left field, but she dove for it just as hard as she could. I think it bounced off her glove, and she tried her butt off to catch that. It was exciting. So they are good athletes, and, I'll be watching next year.
No doubt. Did you get to watch any of that, Mark?
Just glimpses of it. I didn't get to see much, but I'll tell you what. The thing about it is, anytime you have to come through the elimination bracket, and you win that meaning, you just think about it. It's one Texas leaguer, one ball that has eyes, or whatever you want to call them, that can beat you. And you stop them all, or you make all the catches, or you do whatever. You're that close from being eliminated. You know, so for those girls to come back and win, what, six in a row?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible.
Dalton, did you get to watch any of that at all?
Yeah. I was keeping up with it. Probably, I mean, you know, with the regionals and then super regionals, of course, I expected Bama, once they started rolling through the regionals, I expected them to keep rolling. How about Vic Moten? I mean, true freshman and continuing her stellar play after several fantastic, maybe the best ever in the state of Alabama at Daphne. So cool to see her continue, and you know she'll get a few more chances down the road.
Well, no doubt, and that's, you're right. I really thought Alabama had a big chance to take this, and that missed ball in left field, that missed tag at home plate, cost them. And Texas Tech goes on. I think they had certainly the opportunity, but we'll push for them again for next year. But now let's turn and talk a little. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dalton. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say what Bobby was saying was exactly right. Seemed like so much more drama this year, and Texas Tech was in the center of so much of it. It was, you know, with the Florida series and then even Tennessee, there was another player that transferred into Tech from there, and she, I guess, lied is what the ESPN report said about whether the Vols coach said something to her after the game. But so much of that, I think, is the NIL money. I mean, before that, did players ever transfer among softball teams?
No.
Not like they are now.
No. They were happy to get on a team, and we're like, well, I'm staying. I am here for good. That is, as a matter of fact, speaking of Tennessee, that girl, the pitcher, I can't think of her name right away, she throws, what, a 77-mile-an-hour softball? Are you kidding me? That's the fastest in history.
Yeah, it seems like they're about 25 feet from the plate. I don't know what the official distance is, but I can't imagine lining up there and trying to hit one of those.
Uh-uh. I think they said that equates to a 70-mile-an-hour, and I could be wrong on the numbers, but it seemed like they said like a 70-mile-an-hour fastball is like 125-mile-an-hour Major League Baseball. So you think about your reaction time on that.
Yes.
You have got to be quick. So when that ball is coming there, that short of, and I think it's really, and I'll double check, but I think it's like 45 feet.
It's not very far.
Yeah. That's in there quick, and we all played baseball. And even coming in there from 60 feet at 70 miles an hour seemed fast for me. So when we got to college, it was a little, it was like strikeout king over here.
Yeah, a little different batting, watching the girls drag bunt quite a bit, you know.
Yeah.
And they're taking off to first base as soon as they put that bat out in front. That's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And I don't see how they stay in the box long enough to hit the ball and not be called out.
Yeah.
You know, because you're exactly right.
It does seem like they come out of the box,
and
though.
That game is built on speed.
Yeah.
It is.
You've got to be fast around those bases. But fun to watch. I'll be watching again
next year. There's no doubt. And from a local standpoint, wherever you are listening to us, whether you're in Mississippi, Florida, state of Alabama, if you have an opportunity to go watch these girls in high school go play some softball, just go out there. I promise you, you will very much enjoy it. NCAA College Baseball Championship Super Regionals going on right now. Mm-hmm. Bobby, your team didn't make it. Sorry.
No.
You were there at that game last Saturday.
Yeah, the second game we lost to Little Rock. But the bats were
Virginia.
But the bats were hot on both those teams in the first game. The coaches I read about I mentioned that last show. Both coaches from Little Rock and from Virginia have great backgrounds. And the coach at Little Rock has a contract through 2030. You know, he's got a great
background. That's called a little security, right?
Yeah. That's right. But, you know, we look at the Jayhawks are taking on Oklahoma. West Virginia has beat Cal Poly. And then you go down, our boys from Troy upset Little Rock. So we're looking for that. And then Alabama takes on St. John's today. And I was watching very intently last night that Auburn-Ole Miss game, and Auburn pulled it out. But Ole Miss pulled it out, but Auburn today is going with their starter Petrovic, so that'll be a good game. And, of course, Georgia and Mississippi State are playing. So SEC is going to knock each other out before they get to the finals.
So is it 2 out of 3 now?
I think it's 2 out of 3. It is 2 out of 3. I'm quite sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And today you've got, I think you mentioned, did you mention Alabama playing St. John's tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN?
Right.
And we're going to give you that full schedule as we get into the show here. But a lot of good baseball going on, and we're looking for the Southeast to really do something. So a lot of super regionals, and we'll tell you exactly where they are and who's playing. So good stuff for sure. I do want to mention, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to turn and talk a little golf, and we're going to do that with a good friend of ours. His name is Lance Smith. Lance's been on with us many times. He's the former head pro at the famous Sherwood Country Club in Malibu, California. Now, that's where Tiger had his tournament for years and years, and Lance was big buddies with Gretzky and all these cats. He'll tell you all about that. But the big thing we're going to talk about is Riviera Country Club. They go by Riv as the nickname. One of the best golf courses in the nation, in the world, if not the nation. And he's going to tell us why, in his opinion, it's his favorite golf course. They've got some iconic holes out there. So we'll talk a little bit about that with Lance coming up. Of course, we're going to get you caught up on the professional tours. You got the LPGA going on. They're playing at Riv. This is the first time they've ever played there. It is the second major of the season for the LPGA. It's the U.S. Women's Open at Riviera Country Club. Of course, PGA, they're in Dublin, Ohio. They're at Jack's house. That's right, for the Memorial Tournament. We'll tell you who's leading that coming up in just a second. Hey, we'll take our first time out. When we come back, we've got more to dive into. We're going to get into some football, and we're going to let Coach Mark Laster head that up for us when we come back.
Matt Brandt here again with Boudreaux's Cajun Grill and Daphne. We keep making this place even better for you every day. We've added some great things outside on that covered deck. We've added some roll-down screens. We've got some fire pits out there. We've got some brand-new tables. And we've got a wonderful, wonderful view of the bay every single day. You can't get better sunsets. Boudreaux's Cajun Grill and Daphne is where you need to be every night at sunset. Come on out and see us. Just south of I-10 on Highway 98 in Daphne, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill.
Louis Rata from McConnell Automotive. Louis, you're buying cars at McConnell, not just selling them.
That's right, Dalton. Everybody needs cash in their pocket. We'll buy anything. Just call Gene or I, 251-476-4141. Give us the VIN and the miles, and we'll give you a price right over the telephone. And don't forget, McConnell's there to sell you a car, too. So if you want to buy something, give us a call. I mean, we'll take care of you there. And the website is McConnellAutomotive.com.
McConnell Automotive. Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
Looking for a way to spend a sunny day? How about 27 holes at Glen Lakes Golf Club? Call 251-955-1220 for tee times. Glen Lakes Golf Club, Foley, Alabama.
At Strixon, winning is more than an outcome on the course. It's an undying commitment to pure performance. That commitment inspired everything behind the all-new Z-Star series. An evolved FastLayer DG 2.0 core is precisely tailored to each Z-Star model for highly optimized performance. While a new urethane cover that's now more durable than last generation delivers unmatched stopping power around the green, all with our signature exceptional feel. Choose Z-Star for maximum green side spin, Z-Star XV for extreme distance, or Z-Star Diamond for the ultimate mix of distance, spin, and control. From major breakthroughs to major championships, it all starts with the Z-Star series. Pure performance, pure Srixon.
Hey, get her done. You know who this is? This is Larry the Cable Guy. And you know who you're listening to? That's right. Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Radio Show. And if you're not listening to him, you're a communist. These boys is good.
Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. I am Randy Bergen, and I tell you, you hear the promo. There's two things in that promo that are true. We do things a little different on this show, and we have a cast of characters. And boy, do we, okay? Coach Mark Laster, how you doing?
Fantastic. I am part of the cast.
There you go. And Coach and Bobby Hall in here, PGA member for many, many years now, the official rules official for not only the Southern Fairways Golf Tour, but the Pro Rivals Tour. The American Century, they used to call it the Celebrity Championship, and that's just championship,
that's
right?
Correct.
So they call that. And you're part of the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions down in, I'm trying to remember all this, Bobby, but you're wearing me out here on all these tours, okay? So, But you're moving around a little bit.
Yeah, moving around. I listened to the first segment when you were on the Prep Sports Report about the umpire that y'all had, Coach.
Yeah, Robert Schottlos.
Yeah, I said, well, I got some stories I could tell you about being an official.
Well, we may pull those out from you here in just a second, but I want to give a big shout-out. One of our great partners on the show is David Musial down at Glen Lakes Golf Club, a place that we enjoy going to play quite a ton. And they've got the Foley Police Tournament going on today, and they got 144 players out there, Bobby.
Yeah, it's the Foley Police Explorers Program. It's a volunteer program affiliated with the Boy Scouts of America. And so they're doing a great job to raise money for that, and it's an outreach program, and they have it throughout the year. So it's a great event. Those that are playing out there, kudos to all of you, and I hope you have a successful day, and I hope the rain stays out of the way, and you all just have a great event.
Absolutely. Got to throw a shout-out to their superintendent, William Dabney. Does an awesome job out there. So, guys, enjoy it. If you've never played Glen Lakes before, and you're in Baldwin County, you're going to the beach, whatever, you got to throw it out there. Mark, you take your team out there all the time, and it's just a wonderful place to go play.
It really is. It's a challenging little course.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a little different than some of the courses around here, and it throws a different type of game at your kids when you go out and take them out to play. And I think it's a wonderful place. And then, of course, David Muse is one of my favorite people, just a guy who cares and loves the game of golf, and he really loves junior golf.
He does a great job with that.
He does.
No doubt. So good luck to all of you out there today. And David, we certainly appreciate you. You do a wonderful job running those tournaments. And we're looking forward to getting out there. Our Southern Fairways Tour is out there next month in July. So
always enjoy that.
Look forward to that for sure. I did mention the cast of characters. One that I did not leave out, but I wanted to mention, is our fourth partner. He's sitting right there. Dalton Norwig is going to jump in, because when we start talking college football, this guy, not only will he do flips in the studio, he'll do backward flips. Okay, so
I shouldn't, I might break my neck, and then you guys are out a producer for the next 40 minutes. Well, I'll try to keep it to just jumping jacks or something.
There you go.
Which is a great story. One time we were running the well, I don't know if I need to tell you that, but we didn't have a producer for part of the show. So
I believe anyway, I showed up on the scene then. Yeah, I drove up here as fast as I could. We figured it out though.
That's it. Hey, Mark, let's talk a little Alabama football. We'll talk some SEC as well, but recruiting right now, there's a lot going on.
A lot going on, and it's so different nowadays, and it's weird to watch because, I used to really get into it and keep up with who committed, and now, I look at it and go, okay, that's great. I hope they stick around, because you don't know anymore how long anybody's going to be there. And I've noticed that, a lot of Courtney Morgan, the general manager at Alabama, made a statement not long ago, which I thought was pretty impressive, that, they have to deal now with the player and the agent about the,
which about, sounds so weird in
so
college
weird,
football.
About how much money they're going to get from NIL. And if they can't come to an agreement on it, then they're not invited to for an official visit. That's Alabama's take.
Yeah.
This is what we've got. This is what you can get. This is what we have set up at our school for you. And if that's not good enough, then just don't bother coming, which is a business thing. It's not personal. It's a business thing. Now, in doing that, like Coach Saban said in front of Congress the other day, we got some programs out there with $40, $50 million, in their budget for NIL. And there's some that don't have near that much. And so they're creating an atmosphere of, to me, it's got to be governed. But anyway, right now at Alabama, I think there's been a lot. They had a big push last weekend, picked up a couple of running backs that I can't remember the boy's name, who was one of their big gets, was a running back. And they picked him up, picked up another one who I think is also committed. And they're still waiting on Bama Sales, who I think is going to end up being.
Was that Nigel Norwick you were talking about?
Yes, that's exactly who it is. My old man memory just didn't work very good. Bama Sales is a receiver, five-star receiver that everybody's after, and we've heard that Indiana has come into play, but
how can you go to Indiana and be a Hoosier? Playing for Indiana,
and
your name is Bama.
I don't know, but they had a great recruiting visit. I know that much. His whole family was there, cousins, aunts, uncles, because Alabama is his home, and so they all came to the Alabama did a great job recruiting him, and Elijah Haven, the quarterback, has been recruiting him. So that ought to be interesting to watch. If they can pick him up to go along with Sadarian Morgan, you know, in a year, that's two pretty good receivers with tremendous quarterbacks.
So what's your assessment for Alabama for this season, this upcoming season, with Kalen DeBoer there? Of course, he's been catching a lot of flack. I mean, look, you don't want to be the man that follows the man.
Nope.
Okay, we've seen that happen before.
Yep.
All right, Ray Perkins did that with Coach Bryant. And
no win situation.
It's not, and it makes it. Bobby, you in Southern Miss, you saw that with Underwood. I mean, Underwood, wasn't he pretty good?
Oh yeah,
yeah. This is a guy that would get off a bus as a coach and go bang his head against the bus as everybody was coming off the bus,
firing up the defense. Yeah. You know, great story. I listened to Coach Saban the other day. Make it real quick. They had lost to the University of Louisiana Monroe his first game. He was so embarrassed. Yeah. He walked into a gas station. He had his LSU championship ring on, and the guy at the counter said, what's that ring? He said, it's a national championship ring from LSU. And he said, well, we're in trouble with that Coach Saban after that loss. It was so bad. He didn't realize it was Saban. Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. So you just never know.
Yeah.
We're hoping DeBoer will get some things going, and he's capable of doing it.
I think you have to give him a chance. This NIL, the portal, all of that has opened up so much. And one of the things that I think has got to happen at some point, I've been saying this, and I think there's a lot of folks that agree with this, is there has to be a cap on this. Because if you can keep outbidding, as Saban said, there are some schools that will be – they have a $40 million – they have a $40 million football team. We're not talking the NFL. We're talking college.
College.
Okay. How ludicrous is that? NIL does not mean NIL. It means pay for play. NIL was for name, image, and likeness. And I agree. And I think if you're using my name, my image, my likeness for the university to make money, I should get some of that. That's not what happened. That's not what's happening now. It's who can go outbid to get that player.
That's right.
And at some point, there's either got to be a cap on it. I don't know how you put the genie back in the bottle here. All right. Dalton, you got any thoughts on that?
When Congress gets involved, we know what happens, and it just gets nuts. And if there were just fewer, you know, prime decision makers like Saban and Tuberville, you know, he's got some background in this, and then a few to represent the players. But I just seen this too many times. Whatever ends up coming out of Congress, I think, is going to be an issue for somebody or everybody. And I just feel if the NCAA had been able to do their job the right way and not completely screw this up over the years, we'd be in a much better situation.
Couldn't agree with you more. And I think, you know, it's a matter of it's got to end. It has to end at some point. And I don't know how you do it. Look, you look at Arkansas, and they've knocked out some of their programs because of this.
Yeah.
And, Coach, when you start talking about those types of schools knocking out programs because they can't afford them anymore, that seems to me to be a problem.
Yeah.
And you look at some of these schools, Bobby, a good example. Southern Miss is a prime example. You cannot go out, Southern Miss cannot go out and recruit big recruits because, with all due respect to Southern Miss, you got some very wealthy alumni, okay? Bobby, you're one of them. Coach Barry Gibson, the other.
Yeah,
right. Is you just can't afford to go get those kind of players.
No, you can't, and that's tough. Also, Southern Miss is now – you know, years past, we were recruiting against Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Tulane. Now you throw in South Alabama, all the junior colleges that are in the Pearl River, Jones Junior College, which has some great players, great coaches. It is tough to get the players to come. And now with the money, yeah, it's tough for Southern Miss to compete in that area.
Here's what bothered me about all this, and we've mentioned it before. This now trickles down into high school, and we're beginning to see it more and more. Are you having any – I mean, are you seeing it anywhere
locally?
I haven't seen it locally as far as NIL money.
Yeah.
You know, the transfer portal in the state of Alabama is not in existence, supposedly, but it's wide open. People are going everywhere. Yeah. I mean, kids are moving around left and right for whatever reason, and that's what their families want to do. I guess that's the way to do it. But it just, I just lost, to me, we've lost a sense of community.
Yeah.
We've lost that old-time feel of
no loyalty.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of different, but, you know.
Because you've been to high school stadiums, and I've been with you, and the whole town shuts down.
Whole town.
Okay. Hey, let's take a time out. When we come back, we're going to talk with former head pro at the famous Sherwood Country Club. Our good friend Lance Smith is on with us right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio, where we do things a little different.
McConnell Automotive. Louis, you're buying cars at McConnell, not just selling them.
That's right, Dalton. Everybody needs cash in their pocket. We'll buy anything. Just call Gene or I, 251-476-4141. Give us the VIN and the miles, and we'll give you a price right over the telephone. And don't forget, McConnell's there to sell you a car, too. So if you want to buy something, give us a call. I mean, we'll take care of you there. And the website is McConnellAutomotive.com.
McConnell Automotive, Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
Savings, selection, customer satisfaction. That's Eastern Shore Toyota. Rush for big fall markdowns on hundreds of new Toyotas, like Camrys and Corollas. Buy now and save up to $4,700. Yes, drive away today in your new Camry or Corolla and save up to $4,700 or get 0% financing. Plus, get a lifetime warranty, identity protection, theft protection, and more. Hurry to Eastern Shore Toyota, I-10 exit 38. Passionate for customer satisfaction.
And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. We do things a little different here, but we are certainly glad that you are hanging out with us on a Saturday that looks a little cloudy. Hopefully the rain will stay away. So all you guys out there golfing, you'll be able to get it in today for sure. I am Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Laster and the pro, Bobby Hall. Time to go to our Bujo's Cajun Grill guest line and welcome in a very good friend of ours, Lance Smith, on the line with us. Of course, Lance, the former head pro at the famous Sherwood Country Club in Malibu, California. Lance, what is happening, my man?
Hey, Randy, how are y'all down there? Good?
Man, we're doing extremely well. Looking forward to seeing you maybe sometime this week when you get down here. But I want to get into a lot of things with you. I want to talk some LPGA playing at Riviera in just a second. But the time that you were at Sherwood, you had an opportunity to play with a lot of celebrities. You had an opportunity to hang out with a lot of the celebrities. And I'm going to put you on the spot here, Lance, as I have many, many times before. And I'm going to ask you, what is your most memorable memory of maybe playing with someone, hanging out with someone there at Sherwood? Of course, that's where Tiger played his tournament for many years.
Yeah. My most memorable, they play it different, but I think for the Tiger, it was number three, a little par three, and I had a hole in one, and my staff, my at that time, I was the caddy master and assistant pro, and my head pro and my head caddy were with me. So that was a day to remember as one of the times I've played there. But I had so many good times there. I played with a lot of the members. They were great people. They still are. I still keep in contact with quite a few of them. And then, like you said, there was a lot of celebrities, and I just enjoyed that time. Being a boy from Alabama, going out there, living in California, and never thinking I would meet all these celebrities and enjoy the time with them.
If you've not heard the story of how Lance and I met, it was many, many years ago. a good friend of ours, of course, our West Coast correspondent, Vin Goodman, Jim Starkey, and what's the other
Gerard.
Guy? Gerard was a member there. And they said, hey, Randy, come out. We're going to go play Sherwood, which I'd never played before. And, Mark, you'll love this, and Bobby, you will too. It was Gerard, Vin, and Jim were standing there talking to Lance. I had to go to the restroom or whatever. Anyway, Lance is doing his California gig. I mean, he's talking like a Californian. okay? And yeah. With all due respect. And then whenever I walked up, they said, hey, Lance, we want to introduce you to Randy. He's from Alabama. He said, you're from Alabama? And his vocabulary, everything changed in an instant. How you doing?
How's your mama?
Yeah, how's your mama doing? Man, it was so great. And Lance and I have been buddies for a long, long time since then. So, but thank you. We got the opportunity to play out there, and I'm telling you many times. And Lance, Sherwood is a fabulous golf course. And that par three, I remember very well. But let's turn and talk a little bit about Riviera. Of course, the LPGA out there for their second major of the season. It is the U.S. Women's Open. And for the first time ever, the LPGA is playing Riviera Country Club, RIV for short. And you have played there many, many times. And before we give the leaderboard for the LPGA, talk a little bit about your experience, because I've never played RIV, but you've played there many times. Tell us a little bit about the experience out there.
Yeah, I enjoy that place. A lot of our members from Sherwood are cross members there at Riviera, so I was lucky enough to get invited to play there quite a bit. And to be honest, I've probably played 30 or 40 of the top 100, maybe not quite that many, but for some reason, I just love the layout. There's not a bad hole. The grass is something to get used to with the Kikuyu and the Poe greens. You have to have a good caddy to give you a good read. But I tell you, I think you saw Jennifer. I saw Jennifer Kupchak, I believe, the other day, and I saw her chip on 13, and she chipped it about 5 feet. And I go, oh, that was like the first time I played there, you know, because I was a good chipper because I didn't hit the green enough, so I had to be a good chipper. And I went and chipped out there the first time. And it's kind of like if you guys have been up to Carmel, a little bit of that ice plant type situation. But once you figure it out, you can kind of get it going. So it's a phenomenal place. All the holes are great holes. It's also kind of a celebrity hub there, kind of Bel Air, Lakeside, Riviera. It's kind of, if you're a celebrity, you're kind of a member there. And I think the last time or the time, you know, it's been quite a few years. I haven't been out there lately, but I was lucky enough through the Gretzky's were friends of mine. And I used to teach Ty golf and Ty Gretzky. And he ended up, I think, dating or marrying Tom Cusack, which was George Strait's business partner. And I got to play out there with Tom and George. And that was one of my greatest days. Just enjoying that time there and just enjoying that golf course. It's phenomenal.
Well, now I got to ask you a question. Of course, we're visiting with Lance Smith here, former pro out at Sherwood Country Club in Malibu. Now, you had an opportunity to play with, and Bobby, you've been around a lot of celebrities. You've been around a lot of celebrities. We all have. But if you're playing golf with George Strait, George, I don't care how you play golf. Could you drop the golf club and break out the guitar? Start singing to me, man.
Exactly.
Serenade me.
Right?
I mean,
right?
how was his game?
Was a movie. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good game. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They both hit it well. And I think that one time they owned a golf course back kind of where he's from, San Antonio. And I believe he was friends of, and I can't think of his name, guys. I'm getting older. That was the superintendent. I believe he still is at Sherwood, an Australian gentleman, friend of mine, and he used to belong to some course in the Bahamas, and so I kind of got to know him a little bit through that way that day. And anyway, my mom. So the one thing I had to get was I never bothered celebrities for like anything. You know, I just, that's not what you do at Sherwood. Right. You just enjoy their company. But my mom said, hey, if there's one thing you can do. So I've still got a scorecard, Riviera scorecard, my mom, to Carolyn, best wishes, George Strait. So that's kind of a great keepsake.
Pretty cool. Bobby, you have to deal with that on a regular basis.
Well, I've seen you know, a lot of the retired athletes, not so many of the movie stars and stuff, but Lance, that's great. And you segued into talking about our relationship as golf professionals, and the strategy that we use with the entertainers is just to treat them like family, ask them about their family, just talk to them about normal stuff, not rushing up with a pen and paper, taking their autograph. And that's probably the most enjoyable thing, wouldn't you agree? Just having lunch with them and shooting bull with them is quite an experience.
Yeah, and what's neat, Bobby, is they come to the golf course. Obviously, it's a private membership, but they come to the golf course, and they can kind of let their guard down, and that's what we want them to do, you know, as they come out there. So a lot of time they're just pressured from all different areas, and when they come out there and we play golf together or just hang out together, they just they enjoy that kind of being treated normal at times.
Right, and one thing I enjoy with the Pro Rivals Tour is I get to watch a Hall of Fame player like a Joe Pavelski from hockey,
yeah,
and then he gets to play with Ray Allen
from basketball, yeah.
And they've
yeah.
probably seen each other on ESPN or been, you know, they relate to one another, but then you throw them in a golf cart together and they get to play golf together. That's really fun, and then they start telling stories about their contracts and the players and locker room stuff, so that's a lot of fun. But Lance, thank you for all the insight on Riviera. Ask you one quick question. You've played that golf course, you love it. I hear some great things about hole number 10. Tell me about hole number 10.
Yeah, I never figured that one out. I birdied it once. I want to say, guys, I played it maybe 30, 40 times there. And, you know, I was always going for it, which is not the way to do it, I don't think. Because there's that little – if you lay up left, there's kind of – it's a weird green that it goes against you. I mean, you'll see it on TV today if you watch it. And there's not a lot of space to get in there. And it's tight, and it's a tough hole, and then once you get on there, just putting that is crazy. I got up and down one time from the short side, which was front right, and that was one of my better plays ever.
Yeah, for such a short hole, it's pretty dramatic. So yeah, I'll be watching that.
Yeah, it's a fun track. You know what's interesting with all of the tournaments that have been played there, the majors that have been played there? There are two folks that have never won there. And can you believe that Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus have never won at Riviera? Now, Jack Nicklaus did get his first check, tour check, back in the, what was that, late 50s, I guess?
Yeah,
early 60s, he came in 50th, and he got a check for $33.33. Take that to the bank. Don't spend that in one place. So, but isn't that, I mean, it's not a track that really, I guess, beats you up or you're going to take a triple. It's more of a track that I think that would probably kind of, what do they say, key with a thousand knife? What is
it?
Yes. Key with that's a thousand, what yeah, does. Whatever it is.
But that's what it does. You just got to be, it's kind of, I mean, obviously, I don't know, you guys would know if they, I know they've had PGA. I don't know if they have the U.S. Open there. They probably have. But it's one of those courses. I mean, you can't let your guard down anywhere because it's just each hole. I mean, number two, watch that today if that's on there. That just gave me fits. I mean, it's kind of slightly uphill and then that green, and it's a tough hole. And then, I mean, you know, you enjoy that hole on the back. Right? It doesn't affect too many people. Well, it's still in the front. The par three with the bunker. Just you've got to hit around that. I know they put the pin where you can kind of putt around it, but it's just an exciting place, and it's just beautiful. I mean, you know, it's, people don't know it, but it's, I'd say 2 miles at most from the ocean. So you get that breeze coming up from the ocean there.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Visiting with Lance Smith here on Southern Fairways. And to answer your question, yeah, they have played several majors. The PGA has played several majors there at Riviera. I think 1948, the U.S. Open, Ben Hogan wins. 1983, the PGA Championship, Hal Sutton wins. And in 1995, which was the last one there, Steve Elkington wins. Now, the U.S. Senior Opens has played there in 1998. So,
yeah. Now, the U.S. Open is coming to Riviera in 2031, so 5 years from now they're set to go to Riviera for the U.S. Open.
So we'll make that track out there, Bobby.
There you go. Let's stay alive and well and healthy.
Well, that's
the first order.
That's a challenge right now. hey, Lance, it is always, man, great to see you. I know you're going to be down here. Maybe we can get together and play a little golf when you get down here this week.
Yeah, Lance, come on back to Alabama. We want to see you back. Come to L.A.
Absolutely.
Lower Alabama.
I'll come. I can talk like yes right here and come down there, or I can talk like this when I go up to California. So.
He's a man of many voices. A man of many voices.
That's
hey, Lance, always good to hang out with you, bro. Look forward to seeing you.
Thank y'all.
All right, buddy. There you go. Lance Smith, former head pro out at Sherwood Country Club, an iconic Sherwood Country Club.
1 year I was starting play at the American Century Championship. One of the starters couldn't be there on time, so I'm announcing players, and this guy looks at me and says, "Where are you from?" So, yeah, our southern accent sometimes catches them off guard.
It does. It does stand out for sure. Hey, Mark, before we take a timeout, by the way, let me just mention the leaderboard out there on the LPGA. Allison Lee, the young lady from UCLA, looking for her first win. She's a T1 right now with Riona Yin, the lady from China, both of them at 4-under right now. I think Yin's got 5 victories on the PGA Tour, but or LPGA Tour. Real quick, golf, high school's done for the year. When mm-hmm. do you start cranking back up for golf?
Well, in fact, we start weight training Monday. Okay. They'll be going in. They've got 3 different days to make 2 workouts. Some of them have their own private guy they're going to, but we're asking them to come to school to be with their team. So we'll be doing that, and then in a couple of weeks we're going to try to get up a match with another school at a different location. And our goal, don't know if we're going to make this happen, is Wicker Point or Willow Point.
Oh, nice. Up on Lake Martin.
Yeah, we're going to try to get up there and see if we can get on and
dude,
get the kids out and take their dads with them.
Wait, hold on. You need assistance, right?
Yes.
Volunteer assistance.
Volunteer assistance. Come with.
You have got it. You have got it. All right. Hey, look, we'll take our final timeout. When we come back, we're going to hear from Adam Rayburg. It's Ask Adam. And also, hey, let's get you some What's for Lunch. We're going to get that from Boom's Thai Kitchen.
There you go.
We got you set up on that. Don't go anywhere. More Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show, where we do things different.
Laissez les bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill in Daphne. A lot of you have been out here already and you've enjoyed our award-winning cuisine, our awesome dishes, our wonderful sunsets, our fantastic brunch. But I will tell you right now, if you have not been to Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, you are missing out on the smothered catfish, the voodoo pasta, the Zydeco, the black and red fish, homemade key lime pie. Now you're really hungry. Stop by Boudreaux's Cajun Grill in Daphne, just south of I-10 on Highway 98.
Savings, selection, customer satisfaction. That's Eastern Shore Toyota. Rush for big fall markdowns on hundreds of new Toyotas. Like Tacomas and Tundras, save up to $6,400. Yes, drive away today in your new Tacoma or Tundra and save up to $6,400 or get 0% financing. Plus, get a lifetime warranty, identity protection, theft protection, and more. Hurry to Eastern Shore Toyota, I-10 exit 38. Passionate for customer satisfaction.
Hi, I'm David Musial, PGA Professional at Glen Lakes Golf Club. Looking to play some great golf at a great value? Give us a call at Glen Lakes Golf Club. 251-955-1220 for tee times.
If you have a question about anything golf-related, including golf balls, then it's time to ask Adam with Bridgestone Golf's Adam Rayburg, brought to you by Cherokee Ridge Golf Course.
All right, we've got Bridgestone's Adam Rayburg with us, and Adam, it's time to answer some of these questions that the listeners have turned in. Here's the first one. This is from David V. I've been hitting the Bridgestone golf balls for some time. What is the difference between last year's BRX and this year's BRX?
Well, that's a great question, because these new golf balls feature an all-new, brand-new technology, a new mantle material on the inside of these balls that make them different. Sometimes year to year, we kind of tweak the ball, and we may have small step changes in specification, whether we move the mantle layer firmer or we make the core softer and those type of things. But this year had a really new innovative jump. So the new RX features the VeloSearch technology, which is a core mantle integration technology that we put on the inside of the golf ball. It features a new mantle material that is more dense and heavier than our previous one. So the RX that you're playing this year will have that new VeloSearch technology. And what that does, it delivers really 2 great, amazing performance benefits to the everyday consumer. One, we've moved by moving that weight closer to the perimeter, we've increased the MOI of this golf ball. And by increasing the MOI, it's more forgiving. It has a more stable spin axis in flight. So we had a lot of people when we did this prototype testing, especially a lot of guys at Cherokee Ridge, when they did the testing, they came back to us and asked if we had changed maybe the dimple pattern. It's a lot straighter. It's a lot straighter. And that's attributed to that higher MOI reading in these new golf balls. So big benefit there. And secondly, by moving that weight to the outside, we kind of move more weight to the perimeter of the ball where you're actually coming in impact. And so we saw an increase of ball speed as well. So those kind of two things are the huge benefits that are featured inside of the new RX going into this season.
Man, that's a great question, David, and great answer right there, Adam. As we continue.
Yeah, what a soft toss. Great question.
I'm telling you. Real good one. All right, here's our number two question for Ask Adam. Are the 2026 Bridgestone golf balls dialed up to go further than past versions? And I've heard that golf balls may be dialed down. Is this true? This comes from Cliff S.
Well, this is a great question, too, because there's been a lot of talk over the last few years about the USGA and the rollback that is really looming in the next, 4 to 5 years as we go into 2026 here. But these golf balls are really designed to kind of push the limits of distance. We're always trying to innovate inside of what the USGA allows us to do.
Man, all great questions and great answers from Bridgestone Golf's Adam Ray Berg. If you've got a question, send us an email at randy@southernfairwaysgolf.com. Ask Adam, brought to you by Cherokee Ridge Golf Course.
Come and experience the difference at Cherokee Ridge. Experience the championship golf, the tour-style events, the handshake barbershop, the community, the taste, and the style. Come and experience the difference at Cherokee Ridge.
Hey, this is Matt Brandt from Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, and you have attuned to my favorite radio show, Southern Fairways Radio, covering the South. Now here's the host of the show, my good friend, Randy Bergen. Take it away, big dog.
And that young man and I will be head-to-head on Sunday, as we'll be at Marcus Point for the Southern Fairways Golf Tour. Boy, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the two-man event, so looking forward to playing with Matt, Collins, Terry. It'll be a lot of fun. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. As folks have said, y'all do things a little different. Yes, we do. We certainly do. I'm Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Lassiter and the pro. Bobby, what do I call you now? Do I call you the pro? Do I call you the official? Just Bobby? A pro? I mean, what do I do now? I'm lost.
Just call me handsome.
Okay. We do not
That's
lie.
What I'm talking about.
We do not lie on this show, okay?
Yeah. I have a face for radio. Just call me handsome.
And a magazine or a newspaper or something.
Lord, you guys are rugged.
You just thought you got beat up.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Just right there, spit it right back in his face, man. This is wrong, Randy.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we'll talk a little more golf here for just a moment. Of course, you've got the memorial going on up at Dublin, Ohio. It's Jack's house. And right now, let's see if we can get to the leaderboard here real quick. I had it right in front of me. JT Poston is leading the way right now. Of course, JT looking for his fourth win on the PGA Tour. So good luck to him. He's at 9-under. Got a one-stroke lead over Ryan Gerard, who's at 8-under. Ryan looking for his second victory. And Sam Burns, a guy that we all know around here, he's at 6-under in third place, and he's looking for his sixth PGA victory. And Bobby, go ahead.
Well, J.T. Poston shooting probably the low round at the tournament was 65 yesterday. That's pretty strong. And, of course, Sam Burns, 69-69. So he's pretty consistent. Pretty good leaderboard. We don't have those names like we like to see, Scheffler and Schauffele. And,
Scheffler struggled. I don't know if y'all saw that Thursday with him. He was a little out of sorts.
I read an article about him this morning. Just upset about his shot making. He thought he hit good shots, and he can't figure out the wind is what he says. But it is a tough golf course out there. Now, Randy, we were at CJ Cup Byron Nelson a few weeks ago. And I noted that there were only 70 scores. 70 scores were at 70 or under, over par, over 70 at CJ Cup. Tons of birdies. Everybody was shooting at 70 or under out of 280 rounds. Well, you look at Memorial, after two rounds, there's only 12 scores in the 60s. So this golf course is playing tough. Jack Nicklaus has narrowed the fairways. He hadn't done any changes to the golf course, but he's narrowed the fairways down. Of course, the rough has always been tough there. But the greens are hard, firm, and fast, and they're undulated. And plus, with the wind picking up, like Scheffler said in his comments, he said, I can't really figure out the wind. I hit really good golf shots. It takes one bounce, and all of a sudden, I'm in the water. And but he did shoot 72-73, so he's right in there in the hunt. But it's going to take some really good golf to score on this golf course. It's going to be exciting. And who gets to shake hands with Nicklaus is going to be the best player this week. And yeah. It's tough. It's set up like a U.S. Open, and it's tough. And Nicklaus challenges your wedge shots on the par fours. I mean, he doesn't give you much room from front to back when you have a wedge in your hand. You've got to hit it in there really tight. And the par threes there are just about ridiculous. Now, he's caught a lot of flack about his 16th hole. I believe it's the 16th hole. It's par three. He's caught a lot of flack over the years on that golf course. He's changed that hole several times, and players still complain about it. He's had players eating lunch there at Memorial talking about it. I said, Jack, this hole just SU, you know what? Yeah. It's just not very good. And he said, it's tough. And he says, well, hit the ball higher. You can't spin it in there, hit it higher. But I don't know. That's the only hole that really has any bad remarks about it. Other than that, the golf course is fantastic.
Well, it'll be certainly an interesting finish tomorrow. We'll see how that winds up. Let's turn and talk a little baseball real quick. Let me go ahead and give you the schedule for the regional, super regionals. Right now, in the bottom of the third, Mississippi State, ranked 14th, leads number 3 Georgia 6-0. This is the first game, of course. This is the NCAA Baseball Championship Athens Super Regional. Georgia at home hosting this, getting beat by Mississippi State, Mark.
Well, the thing about Mississippi State is that is a long, tradition-rich program. I mean, they have been since Ed Latham played baseball back there when Ed was in college. So it's – and I didn't mean to make – Ed sounded like he was old. Sorry about that.
Ed,
you're older than me, but I think that's a great matchup. You know, Georgia's got a great team. Mississippi State's got a really good team, and I think that they've got a lot of tradition, and they're not going to go over and lay down for anybody.
Exactly. Of course, their last champion, NCAA college championship was Mississippi State won a couple of years ago with Tanner Allen on that team. Of course, Tanner now plays for the Loco Beach Coconuts on that Savannah Banana
Tour. Does he really?
Oh, he plays left field. And we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. Absolutely one of the funniest, one of the great interviews we've had with Tanner. Awesome. He's going to be on with us again. And we're going to be out at in September. They're going to be over in Biloxi playing, so we'll be there for that for sure. All right, continuing on at 11 o'clock, coming up in just a little bit, West Virginia in baseball taking on Cal Poly. That is the Morgantown Super Regional. You can see that on ESPN2 at 1 o'clock today on ESPN. Will be number 5 North Carolina, USC, Southern Cal hosting that in the Chapel Hill Super Regional. At 2 o'clock, Troy, who's been playing extremely well, will take on Little Rock, that in the Troy Super Regional. So they're hosting this, but they will play as a visiting team in this particular game. That'll be on ESPN2. Auburn and Ole Miss play again. Of course, Auburn lost last night to Ole Miss 6-4. That's a 4 o'clock game on ESPN. At 5 o'clock today, ESPN2 Super Regional in Lawrence, Kansas. Oklahoma will take on that Kansas team. At 7 o'clock tonight, Oregon takes on Texas. You can see that on ESPN. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, ESPN2, St. John's and Alabama will take on. They'll be playing at, like I said, 7 o'clock. That'll be the Tuscaloosa Super Regional. So a lot of good baseball going on today. Of course, they'll carry that over until we get to the World Series. So looking forward to that.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yep.
A lot of good baseball players out on TV. You can watch your favorite program. So set in and enjoy it.
Well, Bobby, although Southern Miss won't be there, who will you be pulling for?
Oh, today, got to, of course, pull for Alabama. Going to pull for them. I'm going to pull for Texas. You know, it could be where the Texas men win the national championship and then the girls win softball. That's right there in our face. Could happen. I don't think it's happened very often. I know Pearl River Junior College just won the Division III men's women. The men won the baseball and the ladies won the softball.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And let me tell you, that's a good program over there.
Yeah.
Very good program. Hey, Mark, thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoyed it, man.
Bobby, as always, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks. Watching the weather coming in, be careful out there in the rain. It's on the way.
It's on the way.
There you go. Hey, Dalton, thanks for pushing all the buttons and hanging out with us, brother.
Thank you, guys. Great show.
Thank you, buddy.
There you go. We want to thank you for hanging out with us as well. Thanks to our great sponsors, McConnell Automotive, Strixon Golf, Bujor's Cajun Grill, Glen Lakes, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Lisa Johnson Realtor, Boom's Tight Kitchen, and the PSR Radio Network. Thank you again. We'll see you next week. I am Randy Bergen. Let's hit a knee. Say a prayer. God bless America. God bless Israel. Bye-bye, everybody.